Yeah.
Governor Connolly, 2191.
Yes, sir.
Well, I...
How are you?
Mr. Jackson Glenn, he just walked in and took his position right here at the door.
Well, that's good. What tell is his position?
I don't know. Here it is. I'll let him talk to you.
All right.
You would like to say your name 31 times, but you'll be very careful.
Governor?
Jackson, from that press release you put out with Bill Roberts down there, by God, I'm more confused than ever.
If you don't think I'm confused, then you're wrong, Governor. I got them all confused. They don't know what's going on.
And all I can say is, well, if they confuse those foreign diplomats like Valenti confused me on his press release, we better
make it. Here's the president. Just a minute.
Are you doing all right?
Yes, sir. Doing fine.
Feel good?
Feel fine. I'm awfully sore, and my right arm is just going to be a damn pain for, I guess, 90 days.
Hmm.
But otherwise, all right.
Homer and Walter here. You want to tell them anything?
Just give them my regards. Yeah. Tell them I'm just happy to be here. I'd have to be able to talk to anybody. We came home. We're in Austin.
Oh, you are?
Uh-huh.
How's Jay getting along?
I haven't checked in. Everybody thinks he's in real good shape. I have talked to him. We got in here about noon.
I just want to tell you, I loved you. I didn't have a thing in the world. I was just thinking about you, and I want to be damn sure you're doing all right, and I hadn't called you in 2 days because they've been running me nuts up here.
Well, I know they have. It looks to me like you're doing real well.
See what happened to the market today?
No.
All-time high in the history of the Republic, 8.5 after I met with the businessman yesterday and dug.
I was just going to suggest, for God's sake, meet with the businessman and some of them. You've been getting a little too much emphasis on meeting with civil rights boys every day and labor and
I had all the advisory council, 92, George Brown, McCollum, and all of them for an hour yesterday and took every question they asked and then took five of them home to dinner with me.
That's good. Today you got a hell of a deal on your breakfast with Charlie Haddock. He was just on and for lunch.
Yeah.
I think Brinkley was excellent.
I had Dirksen yesterday for breakfast.
I think you're getting off on a whale of a start.
Well, the stock market hit the all-time high in the history of the public, up 9 points.
God, that's wonderful.
And so, looks all right.
Well, give my love. No,
same to Nelly. Same to Nelly. Bye. Watch that Jake thing now. Make them vote absentee. Get those heads of your departments. Make Nelly call them up and tell them go vote absentee.
We are.
If something happened there, we'd be disgraced. I don't think it could happen, but, you know, it can. It can happen. Okay.
All right, sir.
Bye.
I throw.